Chapter 212 Excellence of Standing in Prayers at Night. Allah the Exalted says, And in some parts of the night also perform the Salat, prayer, with it, i.e. recite the Quran in the prayer, as an additional prayer, the Hajjat, optional prayer, Nawafil, for you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. It may be that your Rabb will raise you to Maqam Mahmud, a station of praise and glory, i.e. the honor of intercession on the day of resurrection, 1779. Their sides forsake their beds, 32:16. They used to sleep, but little by night, invoking their Rabb, Allah, and praying with fear and hope, 51:17. 1160. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, kept standing in prayer so long that the skin of his feet would crack. I asked him, Why do you do this while you have been forgiven of your former and latter sins? He said, Should I not be a grateful slave of Allah? Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned. It is reproduced here to illustrate the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in respect of Qiyamul Layl. It tells us that, 1. The Nafl Salat should be performed with full concentration and peace of mind. 2. The more one is endowed with gifts from Allah, the greater gratitude and worship one should express for them to Allah. 3. The best time for showing one's humility before Allah and for worship is the later period of night. 1161. Ali radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, visited me and Fatima radiallahu anha one night and said, Do you not observe prayer at night? Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that one should also awaken others at night for prayer so that they also avail the benefits of performing prayer at this particular time. 1162. Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhum reported, on the authority of his father, that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, What an excellent man Abdullah is! If only he could perform optional prayers at night. Salim said that after this, his father, Abdullah, slept very little at night. Commentary. This hadith points out the excellence of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah as well as the merits of Qiyamul Layl. It also tells us that it is permissible to praise someone in his presence if one is sure that he will not become proud due to that praise. Another aspect of this hadith is that it induces one to wish for others' welfare and happiness. 1163. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As radiallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, Do not be like so-and-so, O Abdullah. He used to pray during the night, then stop the practice. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1164. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu reported, Mention was made before the Prophet, peace be upon him, of a man who slept throughout the night till morning. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, remarked, He is a man whose ears Satan urinated. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith holds inducement for Qiyamul Layl and highlights its merits. It also urges one to perpetuate his good actions, follow the practice of the righteous, and avoid the way of those who are negligent or become negligent in the performance of virtuous deeds. Urination of Satan in a person's ear or ears can be literally true, although we cannot perceive it, because if a person does not seek the protection of Allah against Satan, then Satan joins him in food and other activities, as is evident from other ahadith. Therefore, urination of Satan is also possible. Some people think it is a metaphor to the effect that he who does not get up at night for prayer and goes on enjoying his sleep, Satan closes his ears until he does not hear the remembrance of Allah. Some others consider it a metaphor for the contempt and insult of Satan. In either case, we learn from this hadith that missing the Qiyamul Layl is disliked because it provides Satan an opportunity to create mischief, and he succeeds in creating obstructions in the worship and obedience of Allah. 1165. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When any one of you sleeps, Satan ties 3 knots at the back of his neck. He recites this incantation at every knot. You have a long night, so sleep. If he awakes and remembers Allah, 1 knot is loosened. If he performs wudu, the second knot is loosened. And if he performs prayer, all knots are loosened. He begins his morning in a happy and refreshed mood. Otherwise, he gets up in bad spirits and sluggish state. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Tying knots can be literal, the way magicians do it in their magical exercises. With this practice, Satan tries to withhold people from the worship of Allah. Some people are of the opinion that it is a metaphor for sleepiness, dozing. In any case, Satan does his level best to withhold a person from the worship of Allah. Satan experiences frustration if someone gets up at night for prayer. He also experiences happiness if he manages to keep someone asleep until dawn. 1166. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'O people, promote the greetings, feed the poor and needy, and perform salat when others are asleep so that you will enter Jannah safely.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith has glad tidings for those who enthusiastically do all the good works mentioned in this hadith. Enter Jannah in peace here means that they will enter Jannah without suffering any punishment in hell. 1167. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'The best month for observing Psalm, fasting after Ramadan is Muharram, and the best salat after the prescribed salat is salat at night.'" Muslim. Commentary. The month of Muharram is related to Allah, which makes its eminence clear. It shows that in the optional psalm, fasting, the most meritorious are those which are observed in this month. After the obligatory salat, the most meritorious is the optional salat performed at night. 1168. Ibn Umar r.a. anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Salat during the night should consist of pairs, but if you fear that morning is near, then pray one rak'ah as witr.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1169. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, performed the night prayer in pairs, i.e. rak'ah, and made it odd number by observing one rak'ah as witr." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Both the foregoing ahadith tell us that the nafil salat performed at night should be in the form of couplets followed by one rak'ah of witr. Thus, this hadith not only brings out justification for one rak'ah witr, but also proves its superiority. Even if one has to perform three rak'ah witr, he should first perform two and then perform one separately. 1170. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to leave off observing Psalm, fasting, during a month until we thought that he would not observe Psalm at all during it. And sometimes he would observe Psalm till we began to think that he would not omit any day of that month. If one wished to see him performing Salat during the night, he could do that. And if one wished to see him sleeping at night, he could do that." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. What this hadith tells us is that whether it was optional psalm, fasting, or optional salat, nawafil, of the night, that is to say, qiyamul layl, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not have a permanent routine for it. Sometimes it so happened that almost the month passed, but he did not observe fasting, and then a few days before the end of the month, he would start fasting. Sometimes he would fast day after day continuously, and it would appear as if he would continue fasts for the whole month, but he would then suddenly terminate fasts. Similar was the case of tahajjud. Sometimes he would perform tahajjud prayer in the first portion of the night, sometimes in the second, and sometimes in its later portion. Thus, he was found sleeping and performing salat in every part of the night. 1171. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to perform 11 rak'ah of tahajjud prayers at night. He, peace be upon him, would prostrate so long as one of you might recite 50 ayat of the Quran. Thereafter, he would perform 2 rak'ah before Fajr prayers and would lie down on his right side till the muadhan would come and inform him about the time of Fajr prayer." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith tells us that it was the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to sleep on his right side after performing 2 sunnah of Fajr prayer. It also tells us that he used to make long prostrations in tahajjud prayer because one gets closer to Allah in a state of prostration. This hadith also stresses on utmost concentration in salat, as it is highly pleasing to Allah, and there is a greater possibility of acceptance of prayer, which is made in a state of prostration. 1172. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, did not observe more than 11 rak'ah of tahajjud prayers, be it in Ramadan or any other month. First of all, he would perform 4 rak'ah, ask not about their excellence and their length. He, peace be upon him, would then perform 4 more rak'ah, and do not ask about their excellence and their length. Then he would perform 3 rak'ah witr prayer." Aisha Raziullah Anha added, "I submitted, O Messenger of Allah, do you sleep before performing the witr prayer?" He, peace be upon him, said, "O Aisha, my eyes sleep, but my heart does not sleep." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 1. "My heart does not sleep" signifies that usually I am not so overwhelmed by sleep that I miss the salat. Some people give a different interpretation of this by saying that his wudu remained intact as his heart was awake. This is one of the attributes of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This hadith stresses on performing salat with full decorum and concentration, because this is the way the Prophet, peace be upon him, did it. The real beauty of salat lies in performing it in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and with full peace of mind. 2. If one is confident of getting up in the later part of the night, one can perform witr after the tahajjud prayer. But if one is not sure of getting up at the time of the tahajjud, then it is better to perform witr after Isha prayer. 1173. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, would sleep during the early part of night and stand in salat during the latter part." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the ordinary routine of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Ordinarily, he would go to sleep in the first part of the night and perform the tahajjud prayer in the later portion, which is the best time for it. But, as already mentioned in the preceding ahadith, he sometimes also performed it in the early as well as middle hours of the night. 1174. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu reported, "One night, I joined the Prophet, peace be upon him, in his optional salat. He, peace be upon him, prolonged the qiyam, standing, so much that I made up my mind to commit an act of wrong. He was questioned, 'What did you intend to do?' He replied, 'I intended to sit down and stop following him in salat.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that 1. Qiyamul Layl, tahajjud prayer, must be fairly long, and every constituent of it should be performed with full peace of mind. 2. It is permissible to perform nafal salat in congregation. 3. In case an imam inordinately lengthens a salat, it is permissible for his followers to detach themselves from the congregation. But Ibn Mas'ud has regarded his intention to do so as bad, and for this reason its justification becomes doubtful. Since the imam has been exhorted to take care of his followers in salat, this apparently furnishes justification for the detachment. 1175. Hudhaifa radiyallahu anhu reported, "I performed salat with the Prophet, peace be upon him, one night, and he started reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. I thought he would go in ruku, bowing posture in salat, at the end of 100 ayat. But he continued reciting, and I thought that he would perhaps recite this surah in the whole rak'ah, prayer. But he continued the recitation. I thought he would perhaps bow on completing this surah. He, peace be upon him, then started reciting Surah An-Nisa, which he followed with Surah Al-Imran. He recited leisurely. When he recited an ayah which mentioned the tasbih, he would say Subhanallah. And when he recited the ayah which tells how the Rabb is to be asked, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would then ask from him. And when he, peace be upon him, recited an ayah asking one to seek protection of Allah, he would seek protection of Allah. Then he bowed and said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, my Rabb, the great, is free from imperfection. His bowing lasted about the same length of time as his standing. And then on returning to the standing posture after ruku, he would say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Allah listens to him who praises him. Praise be to you, our Rabb. He would then stand about the same length of time as he had spent in bowing. He would then prostrate himself and say, Subhana Rabbil Ala, my Rabb, the Supreme, is free from imperfection. and his prostration lasted nearly the same length of time as his standing. Qiyam, Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned. In his commentary on Sahih Muslim, Imam An-Nawawi has interpreted the words occurring in this hadith as, I thought he would perhaps recite in the whole rak'ah. Here rak'ah means complete salat, two rak'ah. This interpretation is necessary for the reason that in its absence, the meanings of the next sentence go wrong. Due to this reason, we have kept these meanings in view in our translation. In any case, it furnishes justification for the desirability of long qiyam, standing in salat, the desirability of congregation in nafl salat, and the maintenance of the correct sequence in the recitation of the surah of the Quran in prayers, which is not accepted by many people. 1176. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was asked, which salah is the best? He replied, the best salah is that in which qiyam, the duration of standing, is longer. Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that of all the articles of salat, ruku, sujood, etc., it is best to lengthen the qiyam because the greater the qiyam is, the longer the recitation of the Quran will be. Since the recitation of the Quran is the best form of remembrance of Allah, the lengthening of the qiyam is also most meritorious. 1177. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the salat which is dearest to Allah is that of the Prophet Dawud, peace be upon him, and a psalm, the fasting which is dearest to Allah, is that of the Prophet Dawud, peace be upon him. He used to sleep half the night, get up to perform salat for one third of it, then sleep through the remaining one sixth of it, and he used to observe psalm on alternative days. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Since Islam has strictly forbidden self-affliction to the extent that it has forbidden hardship even in worship, compulsory awakening for salat at midnight and observing psalm, fasting for the whole month except of the month of Ramadan is disapproved. The model set by the Prophet, peace be upon him, is the ideal pattern of moderation in this respect. In this hadith, the fasting and the prayer of Prophet Dawud, peace be upon him, have been regarded most pleasing to Allah because their conduct had a moderation which is enjoined by Islam. 1178. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, every night there is a special time during which whatever a Muslim asks Allah of any good relating to this life or the hereafter, it will be granted to him, and this moment comes every night. Muslim. Commentary. Like this special moment in Jummah, the time when this special moment occurs every night is not determined. But it is generally in the late hours of the night because that is the best time for worship. As in the case of Laylatul Qadr, the wisdom of keeping it secret lies in the inducement to search it by means of worship and prayer, praise and remembrance of Allah. 1179. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when one of you gets up at night to perform the Hajjud prayer, let him start salat with two short rak'ah. Muslim. 1180. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, stood for salat at night, he would start his prayer with two brief rak'ah. Muslim. Commentary. These two ahadith point out the desirability of performing two brief rak'ah before one embarks on the Hajjud prayers, as this was the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The wisdom behind this is to drive away laziness and pave the way for the nocturnal prayers in a proper manner. Allah knows better. 1181. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, if the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, missed his night tahajjud salat because of indisposition or the like, he would perform 12 rak'ah during the day. Muslim. 1182. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, if anyone falls asleep and therefore fails to observe his hizb, share, or part of it, if he observes it between the Fajr and the Zuhr prayers, it will be recorded for him as though he had observed it during the night. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned. The word hizb literally means share and turn. Here it means that daily round of recitation which a person determines for himself, such as prayer or recitation of the Quran. For instance, if a person decides that he will perform 8 rak'ah in tahajjud, recite 1 in juz, part of the Quran every day, remember Allah in such and such form for so many times, etc., etc., and then he makes every possible effort to put into practice his decision. But if casually he is unable to fulfill his routine, he should do it afterwards. This action of his will be credited to his account by Allah as if he completed it at the appointed time. This hadith furnishes justification for the performance of optional righteous acts even after their due time. 1183. Abu Huraira r.a. reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, May Allah show mercy to a man who gets up during the night and performs salah, awakens his wife to pray, and if she refuses, he sprinkles water on her face to make her get up. May Allah show mercy to a woman who gets up during the night and performs salah, awakens her husband for the same purpose, and if he refuses, she sprinkles water on his face." Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the conduct of pious husbands and wives. Its outstanding feature mentioned here is that they help each other in acts of virtue and obedience of Allah. 1184. Abu Sayyid and Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When a man awakens his wife during the night and they both perform 2 rak'ah salat together, they're recorded among the men and women who celebrate remembrance of Allah." Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith points out the excellence of performing tahajjud prayers with one's wife. Those who do so will be recorded as the men and the women who remember Allah much with their hearts and tongues. For such people, as the verse concludes, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward, i.e. Jannah 33:35. 1185. Aisha radiyallahu anha reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, When one of you dozes off while performing salat, he should lie down till his drowsiness has gone away from him. When one of you performs salat while dozing, he may abuse himself instead of seeking pardon as a result of drowsiness." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1186. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When any one of you stands up for salat at night and finds it difficult to recite the Quran accurately, and he is unaware of what he is reciting, he should go back to sleep." Muslim. Commentary. Since peace of mind and concentration are essential for performing salat, it should be performed when one is fresh and free from tiredness and drowsiness. This is the reason Muslims have been prohibited through these two ahadith from performing salat when they are overwhelmed by sleep. In such conditions, one cannot make proper expression of one's humility before Allah, which is the essence of salat. Therefore, in such conditions, one should first have some sleep, because only then one will get real pleasure from the recitation of the Quran, prayer, and praise of Allah, and will be in a position to beseech Him earnestly for pardoning one's sins.